You're listening to KPCR 101.9 FM in Santa Cruz. This is Salt Lake Dirt with Kyler Bingham. We are in Provo, Utah, covering FilmQuest 2023. It's the 10th year anniversary of the genre festival. I've seen some incredible films, both short and feature length. And I have a couple filmmakers right here. A very cool film that I got the chance to see the other day called Alone. Guys, tell us who you are and what is your role in the filmmaking process with Alone?
Hi, I'm Nicholas Acosta. I'm the writer, director, editor, visual effects artist, as well as a producer on Alone.
Hi, my name's Bill Moult. I'm the director of photography, production designer, and producer on Alone.
So I think, like, I always love space, anything. Like, it always intrigues me, and especially when there's like a mental component or a psychological thriller type thing. So this was like a very cool film for me to experience. I'm very curious how the idea came to you.
Well, it was a funny situation. By the way, pardon my cough. I got an allergy cough, so sorry good, if man. I blow out the speaker for your ears, anyone who's listening. But it started with, like, I've always had a fascination with the idea of, like, you know, just something weird going on in space. I like sci-fi, horror. I love movies like Alien or The Thing, where there's, like, paranoia and things like that. And I love that there's just a short story. It's, like, one of the world's shortest stories where, like, last man on Earth sits down for dinner and all of a sudden there's a knock at the door. And I thought, like, what if you applied that to space? Mm. You know, just that kind of concept.
Yeah.
And what happened was, there was this contest coming around last year, October of last year, called the Jacob Owens Horror Short Film Contest, where make a short film. Here's some, like, you know, rules, guidelines, and you enter and you can win some gear and some money.
Nice.
So we thought, I had just come back from my honeymoon, and it was my wife's birthday as well. So we decided to have, we had dinner with, and Bill here was invited, and we were just at dinner. And my wife was going downtown to visit her parents. So we were just like, hey, we don't have time. I want to enter this contest. But she was like, I'm not going to be able to. He's like, why don't you ask Bill? He's got this cool little space set. And I was like, that sounds like a cool idea. And I pitched it to him at dinner on like a Saturday. And I was like, what do you think? And he was like, he said that sounds really cool. And we just kind of like pitched out like a rough idea of what it would be. Like, I was like, this is what I'm thinking. This would be kind of cool, this idea of like just this entity outside that you can't get to. I like the concept of, like, my whole idea was, like, gravity meets that Twilight Zone episode, Terror at 70,000 feet,
yeah.
Or a little bit of Rear Window in there. Just, like, just what you can't see and what you can't do outside. And I just, like, that's kind of cool. And he was down for it. We kind of pitched ideas back and forth, but we kind of figured out the outline of what it was. I wrote it that weekend. We prepped it all during that week, and we were shooting the following Saturday. So we basically prepped the whole thing, like, within a week.
Wow, which kind of, that blows me away, because just like the, I mean, I'm always curious, especially with an independent project where you are trying to make it look like you're in space. Like, how does one pull that off when you're most likely on a limited budget?
Yeah.
You have to, but it was so believable to me as a viewer. So I'm just curious how, you know, maybe you could talk about that a little bit. How, like, where did you even start? So you have your idea. Where do you even start with the practical elements of making this look real?
I'll say one thing, and then I'm going to hand it over to Bill, because he can help you with that more. But first, like, what started was, like, knowing, for me, it's like when I shoot or write things, I know it's like, okay, what do I have access to?
Right.
And so I knew that he had this little set. So it's like, okay, here's the limitations of what we can do. I have a visual effects background. But we also did some practical things, which we can talk about in a minute after he talks about some stuff. And it was just basically like, okay, let's just start with what we have. And then what do we need? And we gathered some things from Amazon and, like, you know, like, ordered some stuff. And then the actor and everything. And once we got that, it was like, oh, we got this. But Bill, you got to tell him about this set. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so the set. So first off, when I was younger, I was the kid that would go around with a wagon and collect electronics on the curb, mm-hmm. you know, to build spaceships. So I've kind of been building spaceships all my life. I've always wanted to be an astronaut. Somehow ended up being a filmmaker. And as a director of photography, I love space. I love spaceships because they kind of add to the lighting, you know. They almost, if you build them right, they can light most of the scene for you. You don't need to add a lot of you know, extra lights. I mean, you do, but you know, the ship does a lot of the work. So I had been working on this spaceship for a while. I actually built the first version of the ship because I had this idea for like a YouTube show that I'm sort of still developing. And I built the ship in our kitchen of a small apartment in L.A. My girlfriend was like, after several months, she was like, "Bill, I don't want to eat breakfast. I don't eat breakfast in a spaceship anymore." So we eventually moved it. We moved to a bigger place that has a garage. I moved it out to the garage, and then shortly thereafter, Nick and I had the conversation about the film. And I kind of modified it to fit the needs of the story. And what you see is it's still there. So if anyone's in LA and wants to come see a spaceship, hit me up.
That's amazing. So it screened here at FilmQuest. I'm interested to hear how it went. Was this the first time with an audience, or had you seen it with an audience before? And what was the experience? I mean, FilmQuest is a very unique film festival, in my opinion, and I think you kind of have a built-in incredible audience, which is great. They appreciate quality stuff. Tell me about it.
Well, first off, this is my first year at FilmQuest, which is really awesome, and they've been nothing but like very accommodating. This is the most professional film festival I've ever been to, and I'm not just saying that. I'm from LA, and we deal with I've never been to a film festival outside of LA area or even I think Hollywood. California, I mean. And so this was like a huge like a jump for me, and it was really exciting. We had had this film for that contest that I mentioned, we had won that contest actually. But that was online. So we kind of saw some reactions and comments online, but we were never there to kind of see like what people thought. We would show it to friends and family. They'd be like, "Oh, that's cool." But this was the first time we got to see it in front of an audience and see people react and feel the tension and everything. There was like my wife was sitting next to me, and we both could hear these moments where like where it would cut to like just these great intense moments, and we could just hear people go, "Wow." And just then I would be like, "Yeah, okay, we did it." And it was just really exciting to have, you know, you make movies for audiences. That's what I do, at least. You know, I make it for my audience. I want people to be entertained and have a good time, be scared or like exhilarated, and just to see the reaction that people gave us. And even throughout the week, just mentioning the film, like, "Oh, I worked on this." And the people who work here is just saying, "Oh my God, I love that film." Or say like, "Oh, it's so beautiful." And I was like, and funny, it's like, I never thought of the film as beautiful. I thought like, "Oh, it's a cool film. Scary," like that. But then like, "Oh, it's beautiful." And be like, "Oh, it is kind of beautiful. Yeah, it looks great." It's,
yeah, it does.
It was kind of my job.
You did your job, right? You know? By the way, here's $5.
Thank you.
And it's funny because like the whole thing was made with just three people in one room. Like that's talking about him, me, and our actress. That's all. There's no one else in his garage. The set was like no bigger than this room. And for those listening in, it's like what? Like how many feet across your little set?
Yeah. It's like maybe a, 8 foot by 6 foot little space.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's only like a half of a spaceship. It's not even a half, like a quarter of a spaceship. And you still got to build out the rest.
Yeah.
And it was just really planning every single detail and just seeing people like believe that like coming up, it's like, "How'd you do that?"
Yeah.
Like, "Where did you get this set? How'd you build that?" And just being like, he built it, and it was just planning. It was a lot of planning, but within a short amount of time.
Yeah, one thing I think one of the biggest elements of the ship, and just to kind of talk Nick up a second, in addition to being a great director, he's really good at compositing visual effects and things like that. And when Nick and I were talking about the film, Nick was like, "You know, we should get a flat screen TV outside the ship window," because I'd been doing some green screen out there initially. And we talked about it, and I was driving one day, about 2 days later, and someone had left one out on the curb.
Flat screen TV.
Going back to being a kid, huh?
So I went and picked it up and then put it out there. Nick created all the space trash and all the debris and stuff floating around out there with the stars. And, so a lot of it was shot real time. We weren't keying any of that in. It was in camera. So
yeah, a lot of it was camera. There were some keyed moments, but it was like, we by shooting it live, we were kind of doing like a $5 Mandalorian effect, where it was like, instead of a giant LED wall, for those who are not familiar, they rather than green screens, they put a giant like walls of like a TV screen up, and they're in front of it and looking like they're in space when they're not. We were like, oh, let's do our version of that with a TV, because the porthole was just this small. It's like, hey, that could sell. It was sold more than I thought. Yeah. So much that I thought even the shots where it was going to be just a close-up of the window, we were able to just show the TV, and no one has called us out on it.
That's amazing. I mean, yeah, because like when I was watching it, I'm like, this probably is a huge budget. They're on a set like
$1,050 roughly. I mean, not including the shit that he'd already built, but just for using the resources we already had.
That's incredible.
$1,050, maybe a little bit more around there. So maybe $1,100, you know,
something.
Oh my gosh, that blows my mind. Yeah, that's so incredible. That's so encouraging too, for like this is a show people can, you know, with some, you know, hard work and being skilled in your craft, you can really accomplish something amazing. So that's great.
That's for me what filmmaking is about. It's creative problem solving. Mm-hmm. That's what filmmaking has always been. It's like, here's a situation. We got to make something that's not real look real.
Right.
Whether it be, okay, we got to be in a spaceship, or we need monsters that have tentacles coming out of them, or even as just simple as, hey, we need to make it look like you guys have lost your son and we have to have like a funeral or a very emotional sequence. Mm-hmm. Just think of a scene, think of how you can do it with the resources you have and, you know, break it down. And I always think of like this, like less is more kind of mentality, even when I put a lot more. So it's like, okay, do we need to see everything, or just do we, like in this case, we were seeing, I felt like we showed everything that needed to be seen. We showed the debris field and everything. We showed the interior of the ship, which was the most important, but we didn't need to see Earth. We didn't need to see like, you know, a command center. We didn't need to see, just keeping it as simple to the main crux of what the movie was about. And I always, it's funny, the film is called Alone, and they were saying during the Q&A at the festival, asking like, hey, you know, a lot of these films have to do with isolation or being alone. And it wasn't until a few years ago, my wife had pointed out like, a lot of your films represent like loneliness or isolation. and I literally have a film called The Confined, and I was like, holy crap. I was like, that's true. I really do like have this tendency of like telling stories like that, because I think I relate to that in some weird way. I swear I'm a well-functioning human being. I'm not isolated myself, but I always have kind of leaned towards the storytelling of people who feel isolated or alone in the world, or alone in a moment.
Yeah.
And just the fears that come from it. I put my own fears into my horror or my suspense or into my films in general.
Yeah. Wow, that's inspiring to me. This is very cool. Where can people find more information about your projects, about Alone, places on social media, people can keep up with the journey?
Well, you can find me on Instagram, YouTube, and basically almost anywhere at Unrendered Media. That's my tag, and that's my production company. You can find me at, you know, Instagram at Unrendered Media. YouTube is youtube.com/unrenderedmedia. A lot of my work I put on YouTube. I have, you know, I've been just kind of been working. I work personally right now at the CW. And so if you watch the CW and watch like a bunch of like, you know, All American and things like that, every time you watch a show end and you're seeing a preview for next week's, I'm producing those.
Nice.
I'm producing those little previews.
Nice.
So you'll be seeing a lot of my work that way. I used to work on Legends of Tomorrow before it was sadly canceled. That's, you can find me mostly online and a lot of my content online, including this film at one point.
Great.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yep. And my stuff's just, look me up by my name, Bill, Bill Molt, spelled MOLD, like mold with a T on the end. And it's just, I'm there on Instagram and BillMolt.com. And yeah, I try to put links to things I'm working on there.
Wonderful. Well, Bill, Nick, thank you so much for being here today. This was fun. I love the film. I'm glad you were able to experience a festival outside of California. Yes. I think that, yeah, this is one of the best, in my opinion.
It really is. It's so far one of tops. I mean, right when I saw that email, my wife even said, right when you saw that email, she's like, this is a serious festival.
Yeah.
That first email, by the way, for those who don't know, was like, I had Siri read it to me. It took about half an hour, maybe 40 minutes. And I was like, oh my God.
They're covering
that was the introductory email.
That's wonderful. Well, guys, thank you so much for being here. Everybody, the film is Alone. I'll have links to where you can keep up and find out more information. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.